Good morning. Uber and Ola, two words that have provided several of us relief in the past few years. Well, they haven't done so in the last few days. 8 days to be exactly. Kali Pili are back in fashion in Mumbai, while in Delhi, cars beyond 10 or 15 years have been told to stay off the road as the air quality has reached very critical. Well, India topped the list of air pollution-induced deaths in children below the age of 5, with over 1.25 lakh children dying in 2016 alone in the country due to polluted air. Nearly a fifth of the total such deaths globally. Meanwhile, from 1970 to 2014, 60% of all animals with a backbone, which is fish, birds, amphibians, reptiles and mammals, were wiped out by human activity, according to WWF's Living Planet report. I'm not even getting started with the vegetarians, so don't feel the glee if you are a vegetarian. It is 30th October 2018, and in a major twist, Meerut police registered a case of attempt to murder against sub-inspector Sukhpal Singh and lady lawyer Deepthi Chaudhary in Meerut restaurant case, where the sub-inspector was seen getting bashed up by the BJP-affiliated restaurant owner in a video that went viral. But the biggest twist, well, to certain divisive intentions, was thrown out of gear when the Supreme Court refused to hear the Babri Masjid title suit immediately after Diwali and decided on a date in January. Well, for the parties and people who were looking to polarize pre-election, it's a setback, but not a major one, as the Parivar, the Sangh Parivar, drummed up the chorus for a law by Ram Bhakt Modi ji, while RSS chief Mohan Bhagwat had called for a Mandir legislation in his Vijay Dashmi speech. Union Minister Giriraj Singh has said that Hindus are losing patience. So can the government bring in a law? Well, it can bring in an ordinance. It's not ethical, not the norm, as there is no bar on bringing an ordinance or law on a matter which is sub judice. But propriety is not something that one can associate with the Parivar and the leaders of its offshoots. But given it is a land dispute, the government cannot issue an ordinance when it's a private property dispute. Private land does not come under either union or the state list. It can only be done if the government wants to acquire that land. But again, for what? To build a temple for a community? Well, this is what constitutional expert and former Lok Sabha Secretary General PDT Achari told News 18. Whatever be the case, one thing is for sure, that the temple is back as development, black money and other blah 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 of the governments have failed. And if this government was in a class, it wouldn't have made it to the next section. Unless, of course, the teachers, the headmaster, mistress and the board was on your side. And that is where the attempt is. Speaking of institutions that are not in the government's pocket, let's move to the Reserve Bank of India, which has shed reservations and have grown a pair and a tongue with it, a voice against the government. Well, Indian government officials are very upset with the RBI for publicly talking about a rift with the government, fearing it could tarnish the country's image amongst investors, especially right before Modi ji left for Japan. On Friday night, RBI Deputy Governor Viral Acharya warned that undermining a central bank's independence could be potentially catastrophic, in an indication that it is pushing back hard against government pressure to relax its policies and reduce its powers. Government officials have recently called for the RBI to relax its lending restrictions on some banks, and New Delhi has also been trying to trim the RBI's regulatory powers by setting up a new regulator for the country's payment system. Amidst all this, it seems that Urjit Patel will have it tough, as he decided to thankfully get united with other RBI members. But November 12th, when Urjit will appear before a parliamentary standing committee, he will definitely have a tough time. And now to the man who has been creating the push for the government side. Well, if big media had some freedom, they would call him out, but they can't, as he's a top RSS functionary who is creating a stink with his Goberonomics, like he did with demonetization. The Delhi High Court on Monday initiated suo motu contempt proceedings against RSS ideologues and the Reserve Bank of India's external board member, S. Gurumurthy, for his tweets against sitting High Court Judge Justice S. Muralidhar. Gurumurthy, who's a chartered accountant, has shared a tweet on 1st of October alluding to bias on the part of Justice Muralidhar after he set aside the transit remand for activist Gautam Navlakha in the Bhima Koregaon case earlier this month. While the bench has issued a notice to Gurumurthy, Drishtikon, as well as a filmmaker or writer or whatever you may want to call him, Vivek Agnihotri. And moving from rabid rousers to another armpit, Patra, aka Sambit the PD Patra, and how he has been looking for, well, not Vikas, aka development for sure, but Rahul Gandhi's Gotra. Because in New India, your Gotra is what will determine if you are fit enough to even stand for any elections. The BJP on Monday said Congress President Rahul Gandhi was exhibiting fancy dress Hinduism to fool people and demanded an apology from Rahul Gandhi for Tharoor recalling an RSS leader's statement of Modi being a scorpion on Shivling. Quote, he misleads the Hindus, he's sporting a janeu, which is a sacred thread, over the shirt. We demand that Janeudhari Rahul Gandhi clarify to which Gotra does he belong to, Patra said. He also said Gandhi had not given any answer to this question. People were calling him a Vatican Gotra ka Brahmin. Yes, that is the amazing level of development, philosophical and spiritual discourse in India. So let's head to what the discourse was internationally. And you will be disappointed there as well. While Donald Trump is getting ready for the caravan of immigrants that is heading towards the land of the free, no more. And how is he getting ready? Well, by sending 5,200 troops to help secure the border with Mexico, where a far larger than expected deployment, as President Donald Trump hardens his stance on immigration ahead of 6 November midterm elections. The deployment will create an active duty force comparable in size to the US military contingent in Iraq. And from immigrants, let's move to fraud citizenship. Well, prosecutors in Bulgaria say they have smashed a passport scam which saw thousands fraudulently acquire Bulgarian citizenship and with it, the right to travel and work throughout the European Union. Masterstroke. Applicants are said to have paid up to $5,690, which roughly turns out to be about £4,500, for fake certificates of Bulgarian origin. Well, if you had the money, it turns out you still missed the bus on that one. Speaking of missing the bus, Real Madrid club has sacked its newly appointed manager Lopetegui after that shit show against Barcelona, even as Ronaldo, the now Juventus forward, blamed President Perez for his departure from Real Madrid. Mahrez saved the day for Manchester City as his early strike helped seal the deal against Tottenham in the Premier League match, and he was quick enough to pay tribute to his ex-club Leicester owner Pichai, who died in a helicopter crash, saying, "He was like a dad to me." That is all that we have in our audio store today. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, best of luck finding a cab, air to breathe, and obviously Vikas. Goodbye from takeapart.in.